You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez, host of The Present Truth, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3. Also on Sunday from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. We're going to talk about Hitler's bodyguard, Adolf Hitler's bodyguard, who died in like 1999 here in Florida, in America. But before that, I'm going to go quickly to a little bit of history, a little bit of news taking place in the Ukraine, of course. And President Putin today authorized the government to take necessary steps that all payments for Russian natural gas from the unfriendly states in Europe are going to be paid for in rubles. So that's how Russia is going to take the her payment. If it doesn't come in rubles, well, they're not going to take the United States petrodollar, the fiat money. There was a summit today early, and it was between Russia, Pakistan, China. The United States was there, and China stated, or Russia stated, that they're going to advance not a new world order, but a fair world order. Joe Biden came out last week, said there's going to be a new world order, and these China and Russia said there will be a fair world order. So, Kate Bedingfield, she's a White House director, He stated yesterday that he would be willing to meet with President Putin again to talk with him. But he said, I'm not going to set preconditions or a conversation between Mr. Biden and Putin, except to say that we've been very clear that President Biden has been very clear that there needs to be a tangible de-escalation from Russia and a clear, genuine commitment to democracy. So, the Russian representative to the United Nations, Vasily Nebenzia, stated, the actual causes threatening the global food market with serious turbulence are not in Russia. These actions, rather, it's an unrestrained sanction hysteria in the West that's been unleashed against Russia, giving no thought either to the population of the countries of the so-called Global South or to its own citizens. The attempt to isolate Russia economically, financially, and logistically from the years-long cooperation channels is already entailing an economic crisis of the historic scale. It is clear, even for the unsophisticated person, that only the refusal from unilateral illegal restrictive measures can ease tensions. So Russia and the United States are at a deadlock. So tensions in the transparent and logistical and financial ties to ensure uninterrupted supplies and to stabilize international agricultural and food markets. A multipolar, fair, and democratic world order. Multipolar, not unipolar, not just the United States. Like I stated at the end of the program yesterday, the New World Order, we have to use that term. George Bush Sr. used that term in 1991 on January 29th at the State of the Union. He said there's going to be a New World Order. And then Bill Clinton talked about a New World Order. George Jr., a New World Order. Barack Obama, a New World Order. And now Joe Biden, a New World Order. But it is a matter, this New World Global Order has been, you might say, the seeds of it were sown really back in the 1800s, 1860 through Cecil B. Rhodes and coming forward. And the New World Order would be a white supremacist, according to Cecil Rhodes, but then he changed the terminology to English-speaking global world-ruling class, which would be the monarchies, the oligarchs of Europe. I have decided that what I would do, and I began this 2 days ago, but I'm going to continue with it, to really understand, to be able to view this in a proper way, we have to go back to the Rothschild families in Europe, 1776, and then from there we come forward. Rick Rodriguez will be back in a few minutes to continue. I'm just getting my momentum. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Hey folks, the Rev here. When the economy collapses, so will society. Martial law will rule, but the protectors will become the looters and thieves. The future will be merciless. Prepare yourself now. Join the Rev for the best urban survival training available today. Call KHNC 970-587-5003 to reserve a seat now. That's 970-587-5003.
Hey man, pass the bottle over and take a couple of hits off the MyKind CBD. Get your CBD by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the shopping button, man.
Silly Jamaican, there's no THC in this product. It's certified THC-free. Just go to the website, 1360khnc.com, click the shop.
This is Chad Yarmer, pastor from the Altar Church, 1630 North College Ave in Fort Collins. I'd like to invite you to join us this Sunday at 10 a.m. as we worship Jesus. Join us as we journey together to be equipped to fulfill our kingdom purpose through the truth of God's Word and the power of the Holy Spirit. You'll experience authentic worship and a faith-filled message where the Holy Spirit is welcome and everyone is family. Find out more at our webpage, thealtarfc.com. That's thealtarfc.com.
Are you paying too much for your home, life, or auto insurance? It only takes 10 minutes to find out. Hi, this is Kevin Bowles with Badger Insurance Advisors. Choosing insurance plans can be difficult. That's why I make it easy. I'll make the calls, compare the plans and prices, and find you the insurance plan that fits your needs. Best of all, my help is at no cost to you. Call me today at 303-359-1799 or visit BadgerInsuranceAdvisors.com. Let me find the right insurance for you.
We have to get it together now, because there's a new world order coming at us. Now, there was a piece of equipment that it was invented at the beginning of the Industrial Revolution. Without that piece of equipment, without this vital tool, there would never have been an Industrial Revolution. It would have taken another 100, 200 years. But because of an individual taking a piece of paper, whatever they used at that time, he created something that would change the world. It was called the lathe. Without the lathe, you would not have axles, gears, pistons, crankshafts to run your vehicles. That one invention changed everything. Now, let's jump over to a spiritual side. Without one concept, you could not have a new world order, or without an element or a plan through a group of people. I'll go back and use the term Illuminati. The system of reasoning mankind, eliminating the thought of a spiritual power that mankind should depend upon, but rather depending on their reasoning, and in that reasoning, rejecting God and forming secret societies, which had always existed, but now they had a way to really collectively put together something that they could, all the people of the world could center on. Illuminati, secret societies. And because of that type of thinking, which came in through Darwin, these type of men, we have systems in the world today, presently, that are working together to bring in a new world order. Now, George Bush Sr., again, in January 29th, 1991, he talked about this new world order, a new change. We're going to talk about George H.W. Bush in just a second, but first I'm going to go back to a family, the Rothschild family of Europe, 1776. This family began to unite a spiritual world in Europe. They were at the head of it. And one of the family members later in the early 1800s, Solomon Rothschild, there was a young girl that was working for him in Vienna, and she was a young girl, and somewhere along the line, this person he was fond of young girls. Well, this young girl that was working for him, her name was Schlickelgruber, and Schlickelgruber, she got pregnant. She was sent home, back to the little village where she lived. Alois Hitler was born. And then later on, Alois, I think it was, marries his cousin, a distant cousin, and Adolf Hitler is born. So Adolf Hitler is the grandchild of Solomon Rothschild out of Vienna. The history is important. So then, during the early part, late prior to World War I, the Rothschild family, they were supporting the nephew, the family, funding and using Adolf to put a plan into motion, which would be eventually be World War I. They weren't working alone. They were also working with operatives, families, powers in the United States of America. So World War I was already being planned. Now we'll jump forward a little bit. There was a gentleman by the name of Otto Skorzeny. And Otto Skorzeny was Adolf Hitler's bodyguard. And Otto Skorzeny, he escaped Germany after World War II. Adolf Hitler, with his wife, they were flown out of Germany. I don't remember to what country. I have it here in my notes. And then from there, they took U-boat to Argentina. Now, I'm not going to ask you to believe me, but I'm going to put this in your thinking. Because if what I'm saying is true, everything will fit. Fiction has to make sense. Fiction has to make sense. Truth doesn't. Truth doesn't have to make sense at all. But fiction does. So this will make sense. Skorzeny, Hitler's bodyguard, also an assassin, he and Reinhard Galen, I believe, are the two men that assassinated Nikola Tesla. We'll talk about Nikola in just a second. Now, he, Skorzeny, was many of the Nazis who exfiltrated to the United States after World War II as part of the Project Paperclip. And this is from justiceforpoland.com, and there are other sites that talk about this also. Don't go to Google. You won't find it. You have to go to Start Page, DuckDuckGo. You can find this information. This is documented FBI files, CIA files, files out of Russia, England, Vatican, Germany. You don't have to believe me. Fiction, you know, is really, does have to make sense. So anyhow, these people that came out of, that were brought into Operation Paperclip were the intellectual property of Germany. They worked for NASA, CIA, other secret societies. One of the men, briefly, and I'm going to have to continue into following programs, Heinrich Mueller. Heinrich Mueller was right there at the top, one of the top three or four men in Hitler's administration or his crimes. And Heinrich is brought over to the United States via the CIA or the OSS at that time, Paperclip. He comes over. He works for the CIA. He's in Cuba, South America, still operating, still active. He likes to work. He has a son, Robert. And these SS Nazis, they had children. Well, one of the conditions is they come to America, or they're sent to Argentina or to Brazil or to Colombia, Venezuela, wherever. But the deal was their children that they leave behind will also come over on a separate operation. Well, little Robert comes into New York City. And Robert Mueller, years later, would hold the Russia investigation proceedings against Donald J. Trump. So, fiction has to make sense. Truth doesn't. Now, supposedly, Skorzeny dies in 1975, but he resurfaces in 1999, and on his deathbed confession, he tells the man who was dating his daughter, who was Jewish, and he reveals the identity of Nikola Tesla's assistant, who had been stealing from him. The man's name was George Scherf Sr., and it was none other than Prescott Bush, the father of the 41st President of the United States. So Prescott Bush, according to the article, actually was born in Germany, and his name was George Scherf Sr., who has a son, George H.W. Bush, who's the 41st President of the United States. In an article published in Idaho, the Idaho Observer, that had been removed, there was this, what I'm presenting to you. It was in that paper. Now, Skorzeny, again, is Hitler's bodyguard. He's an SS spy assassin, comes to the United States after World War II, after the in Project Paperclip. And Skorzeny with G.H.W. Bush, they were instrumental, the two of these. Now, you can go back and look at George Sr. This man made the CIA what it is today, George Sr. So Skorzeny, the two were instrumental in merging the Nazi SS intelligence with the OSI to form the CIA, with, for the older gentlemen, older friends in the audience, Wild Bill Donovan and Alan Dulles. These guys were also part of the CIA mind control experiment, such as MK Ultra, which I discussed yesterday. These SS officers work with Joseph Mengele, the Angel of Death of Auschwitz. He also escaped to Germany, to South America after the war. George Scherf Jr., who wants a new world order, becomes the 41st President of the United States. Now, George Sr.'s father was Nikola Tesla's assistant. So according to the article, Prescott Bush must have been Tesla's assistant. Then, the gentleman who put together this article, he made it, there's a thought. I've got to read this, quoting, "What we are taught in history in American schools is not history, but fairy tales. It is propaganda designed to hoodwink an unsuspecting society about the true heritage and the treasonous acts and sabotage that were conceived in order to bring about a new world order." Now, his thinking continues. Quoting, "Imagine you're a member of a secret organization, Illuminati, Rothschilds, Rockefellers, Bushes. Imagine you're a member of a secret organization whose sole agenda was to control the entire planet. If your plan was to accomplish this goal without being perceived by your intended victims, discretion would be paramount. Your organization would devise a series of historical events that on the surface would appear to be everyday happenstance or occurrences, such as natural disasters, man-made diseases, acts of murder." I'm going to stop right there. This is important. I'm going to continue with this in future programs. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Thank you, Pureblood Mike, for sponsoring Alex Jones, The Present Truth, and Fake News Friday, Hour 2. I'm pure-blooded. Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com. Reasons to Own Gold, number 175.
Universal Basic Income. where the government just gives people money because they won't be able to live and provide for their families because the dollar has been devalued beyond comprehension while never admitting to inflation. Prosperity never comes from the printing press. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
The P.E. Gun Show, April 9th and 10th, will be located at 1840 Greeley Mall, Greeley, Colorado. The show has hundreds of tables filled with guns, ammo, accessories, and much more. CCW classes on both days, a firearm giveaway for modern arms on Sunday, food all weekend, and thousands of patriots make it a perfect way to spend the day. Buy, sell, or trade. See PEShows.com for more info. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show.
We here at KHNC are looking for new conspiracy theories because all the old ones have become fact. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC. You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
You know, in America, the American people are fighting against a monster. And the monster, really, the people who are forcing the citizens of this country into this New World Order, the monster is the New World Order. It is a satanic group of people whose intention is to rule the world and bring in a new religion to the world, the religion of Antichrist. What religion is that? It is the religion, it's the religion of Satan worship internationally. And Revelation chapter 13 talks about the Antichrist, a mark of the beast, a number of his name, and a image that has to be worshipped. This people, if the people of the world could see what the New World Order is, they would all in unison fight against it. It is a new order of Satan worship. And the nations in Europe, Russia, China, they realize what this New World Order is. The European nations are now beginning to have a little conflict with the United States of America. America wants the European nations, the NATO nations, to cut off. They want these nations to discontinue the use of natural gas out of Russia. What this does is it will weaken their economies. They won't be able to manufacture. And they're beginning to have second thoughts. Yes, they are in league with the United States of America, but when it begins to cost them, when it begins to bring hunger into their countries, no, they're not going to go along with it. So they're caught in the middle. You have Russia on one side, America on the other side. America is going into a global society, a global system, whereas Russia has become, since the mid-70s, a Christian nation. America has become a non-Christian nation. Russia, at one time, was a God-hating, atheistic, basically God-hating nation. And now, they're a God-fearing nation, and the United States is a God-hating nation. The Christianity of America has become very weak, and it is going to become weaker as this government continues to... There's a campaign on the Christian people of America by this government. And the campaign, the tool that's being used is the IRS. That's just one tool. So, now going back, I have to go back to finish this thought. In this article, justiceforpoland.com, don't go to Google, go to DuckDuckGo, start page, something else. You won't get the truth. Okay, so to deceive the nations, you'd have to control the historical events on the surface that would appear to just be natural, such as natural disasters, like what took place in New Orleans with Katrina, which was not an accident. It was weather warfare, 2025, American Industrial, well, the American Defense Department, weather warfare, steering tornadoes, hurricanes, man-made diseases, which we're pretty sure of, murder, assassinations, manipulation of money, manipulation of energy supplies, contamination of foods, pollution of natural resources, and the great tool, war. The timing of these events would require patience, careful planning, cooperation from others in position of trust, stealth, deceit. The mission must derive its power through deception, concealment, and have a master plan. The master plan, a world hegemony. It used to be England, at one time France, Spain, great powers. There was a plan to make China great so that China would be the center of the New World Order. But somewhere along the line, the powers that be in the West changed their mind. And at the late Reagan, during the Reagan administration, there was a distancing of this government from the thought of making China great. And Donald Trump was the president who put it in the minds of the American people to separate, and not only he took the policies, economic sanctions, to stop the great momentum of China. He stopped it through the sanctions that we had on China. He interfered with the New World Order. He interfered with their plans. This is why the animosity, the hatred against this person. This president, personally, in my view, looking at real history, has done more for this country since John F. Kennedy. But the New World Order, all of them, could not allow him to stay in office. This is the power that these people, these ruling families of the earth, and I haven't even gotten to that point, these, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, all these dynasties, the power that they have, they're rulers of the world through corporations, through industry. The power of the Rockefellers through the oil companies that they hold. Like I've stated many times before, in 1889, the Rockefeller family took control and ownership of New York City. By 1910, 1920, they had taken over the government, the United States government, and their intention was to, down the road, put their children, their grandchildren, great-grandchildren, into the presidency, into the positions of political power as attorneys to pass the laws, not follow the laws. So, we're going to continue in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. We'll be back.
Do you need to fix a draft or upgrade your home? Call Next Gen Windows and Doors, voted best in Northern Colorado for their superior window and door replacements. Call now for a free in-home evaluation. Mention KHNC and receive a 5% discount.
You can reach them at 970-888-6588. Again, that's 970-888-6588. Or go to their website at nexgenwindowsanddoors.com.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Called the Glass Doctor of Greeley. Foggy window panes, cracked or chipped windshields, glass shower installations. We do it. We do it good. Heavy equipment glass, home, business, or auto glass repair or replace. We do it real good. Call Glass Doctor of Greeley. Do it good.
Stupid robot! That cracks you up. Call the Glass Doctor of Greeley. 970-616-3100. That's 970-616-3100.
All right, so Adolf Hitler is the grandson of Nathan Rothschilds. The Rothschilds are funding Hitler in the 20s for World War I. Then into on the scene comes Nikolai Tesla. Without Nikola Tesla, the Germans would not have had the technology that they needed in the war. And that technology would come through the United States of America. Now, Tesla, he's a Serbian. He's born in July of 1856. He comes to the United States in one account in April of 1882. He's 25 years old, but Thomas Edison states that he's been in the United States since the 1870s. Much has been written about, and I'm continuing to quote from the article justicefor Poland.com. Much has been written about Tesla's successes and failures. Few have detailed the behind-the-scenes financial activities which disclose a Nazi plot to acquire his technology. He's in the United States, but there's a plot by the Nazis. Research and developments are paid for by the U.S. taxpayers. Many of Tesla's patents fell into Nazi hands prior to World War I and II. Through who and how? Through George H. Scherf, Sr. Sr. is Tesla's secretary. Tesla buried deep in research at remote labs. Many of his financial and legal affairs were supervised by his closest associate, George H. Scherf, or Prescott Bush. Scherf often advised Tesla about pending patent litigation, contracts, proposals, demonstrations, and financial affairs. Patent litigation. So here you have George H. Scherf, who is German, working in America with the knowledge of the United States government. Tesla works on U.S. secret government projects here in Colorado, right here in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Scherf communicates to Tesla the status of business affairs. Tesla has begun construction of a wireless power transmission tower, the Wydenclyffe Shoreham Long Island project, with funds invested by J.P. Morgan. Morgan finds out that the tower is going to, with this tower, Tesla can transmit free electricity and radio waves. Upon finding out what Tesla is planning to do, Tesla would like to give his technology to the people. And he even had an experiment from, I think it was Colorado Springs. He sent a charge, I don't know how many volts or amps of power, to a place in Denver, and he was off a little bit in his calculations, and that lightning bolt hit a building and burned it flat to the ground. Well, Morgan was not about to allow Americans to receive free electricity, television, and radio. I think I remember Morgan's quote. I'm going to quote him. Morgan said, "I'll be damned if I'm going to give people free energy." So then 12 years after that event, or that tearing down of that tower, Scherf, he wrote to Tesla at Colorado Springs, and in this correspondence, he wanted to let Tesla know about what was happening with litigation and legal matters. Tesla's response was addressed to George Scherf, Esquire, in New York City, at the Union Sulphur Company. This is where the fox's tail gets caught. This building was owned by Frank Rockefeller, who with his brothers, William and John, they owned all of New York City. So here's what they owned. They controlled the International Longshoremen's Association, because it had its world headquarters there. Oil, mining, chemical companies, Union Sulphur Company. And this company was run by Hermann Frosch, a German chemist, worked for John D. Rockefeller, Standard Oil Company, New York, New Jersey, and Cleveland, Ohio. George Scherf Sr. had connections with the Rockefeller family, but Tesla was probably unaware of this. Now, Samuel P. Bush, his association with the Rockefellers and his subsequent position as director of Wart Industries Board afforded him the opportunity to create contracts with Remington Arms during the war, courtesy of Percy Rockefeller. I think that Samuel Bush, I think, was the grandfather to George H.W. So, who is George Scherf the father? Nobody knows. The records of him coming from Germany, it's a mystery. But according to the bodyguard of Adolf Hitler, Otto Skorzeny, he states that acquaintances of Nikola Tesla recall Tesla complaining about Scherf's son, George Jr. Jr. was always snooping around the lab. On more than one occasion, probably in the early 30s, Tesla caught 14-year-old Scherf looking at his notes, poring through his books, stealing small items from his lab. Tesla gave him the name Curious George. Remember the little monkey that they used to make out of socks? Curious George? That's where that came from. George H.W. Bush. And Tesla likens him to a mischievous monkey, according to Scorsese in a deathbed confession. We'll be back. We're going to continue. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Due to the responses to our Ostrafarian CBD commercial, here's a message from Arnold.
I don't know what the big deal is. I just try to use a little accent and sell some CBD and people get all upset at me. I just want to sell CBD. Buy CBD now. Now, buy it now.
To buy or find My Kind CBD products, just go to the website, 1360khnc.com, click on the shop.
Do you have a 401k sitting with a previous employer or various IRAs and don't know what to do with them? Look no further. My name is Joey DeQuint, and I work with Northwestern Mutual. I take the time to educate you on all your options, making sure you pay the lowest fees possible while taking advantage of any and all tax options as well. It can be very frustrating not knowing how your money is working for you or what your money is even being invested in. Together, we will develop a philosophy for how your money will work for you with complete transparency. On top of that, I will be constantly rebalancing your portfolio every quarter, making sure we are always properly diversified in the market. I take pride in making sure my clients are always taken care of. Again, I'm Joey DeQuint, and you can reach me at my cell phone number, 602-909-9048. Again, my number is 602-909-9048, and I'm always a call or text away.
Hey, this is Mike Ramsey, Ramsey Auto Group, with Steve Pardue. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley is our new address. Phone number is 970-443-5654.
We specialize in used trucks and sport utility vehicles, but mainly trucks. We have extended our hours on Saturdays to 10 to 3 and Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30, serving the Greeley community and the surrounding areas, but we are really proud to call Greeley our home. 970-443-5654, 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Okay, I only had probably 30 minutes to really put this together. I'm trying to flow with it. I had been looking at, I was going to present something today that probably knocked you down. Now, I'm looking into research that is showing that Ann Dunham, Barack Obama's mother, the possibility of her being Adolf Hitler's first daughter. Now, again, fiction has to make sense, so I don't know. Secondly, we do know that Angela Merkel is Adolf Hitler's daughter through Adolf Hitler's wife, Greta von Braun's sister, I forgot her name, through artificial insemination. Now, there's also the possibility that Theresa May be also one of Hitler's daughters through possibly Greta what is her name? Gretel, no, Ava. Ava and Ava's sister Gretel. So Angela may be Gretel's daughter. Then Teresa may be Eva's daughter. Then there is Dalia Grybauskaitė. She is and was one time the prime minister of Lithuania. So there's a possibility that there are these four daughters. Now, I'm just presenting this to you. I haven't done the research. I was trying to do a program on this today. I'm trying to get my facts straight. But Angela, I have no doubt. Teresa, I'm pretty sure Teresa could be one of Hitler's daughter through Ava. And then the other girl, Dalia Grybauskaitė, Kostite, Germans, I'm telling you. I don't know. I'm looking into that. I'll let you know more in the future. But now going back to Skorzeny, who was Adolf Hitler's bodyguard. This guy dies in Florida, like in 1999. His daughter is dating a Jewish man. Skorzeny tells the boy about his history, his story, who he is. And then he is telling the story about George H.W. Bush Jr., about George Shirp Sr. Fiction has to make sense. And if this is true, then you can see the after World War II, I've seen maps of the plan that was that Germany had, that Hitler had, to take over the world. He was in a good position to do that. There was already a German community in Argentina, the Dutch East Indies, South Africa, in the United States of America, as well as in Europe. You had a new group up in that was already heading toward the Ukraine, who are there today. The SS is alive and well in the Ukraine, as I've been discussing on the program. I'm going to continue tomorrow, Rick Rodriguez, and we'll be over Adolf Hitler's daughters. Tell the truth, Monday to Thursday, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. Talk to you tomorrow.
Calling you has the coronavirus. The person calling you is infected with the coronavirus. Do not pick up. The virus is airborne and will travel through the ether wirelessly from phone to phone, thus infecting your phone. Save yourself and others around you. You will die if you answer this call. Do not pick up or you will be infected with the coronavirus.
Hey folks, the Rev here. When the economy collapses, so will society. Martial law will rule, but the protectors will become the looters and thieves. The future will be merciless. Prepare yourself now. Join the Rev for the best urban survival training available today. Call KHNC 970-587-5003 to reserve a seat now. That's 970-587-5003.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.